Welcome to Castle Country Focus. I'm Jordan Buscarini, and today we are going to talk about the community slash USU Eastern Theater production coming up this week. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Really excited about this one. We have three guests joining us in the studio right now. We are actually going to start with Josh Demi. He's the stage manager for the upcoming show. And Josh, first off, I really appreciate you making time to come down here and join us today. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
This is interesting because you guys are actually teaming up with members of the community. Now, for those who don't know, Josh is a freshman at USU Eastern. You're from Carbon High School. So the first question I was going to ask, you're dealing with a lot of adults. And if you're young, stage manager for a production like this with some seasoned veterans, it probably changes things a little bit.
It does. There's been a I've had to give out a an instruction, and there's a few of the adults that will come up and be like, ah, this would work better this way, and then I have to, I don't know, come up with a way to let them know that they're wrong. And a lot of them don't really like it.
Right.
They get a little a coarse when I have to give them instructions.
What have you learned, though, being a stage manager and being in charge of a production like this? I mean, it's got to be a learning experience for yourself as well.
Oh, it's a huge learning experience. This is the first time I've ever been a stage manager. And I learned the other day that I probably should have started with a show that was not a musical and not a huge cast, because they're very hard to mesh together.
In what way?
Well, with a smaller cast, you've generally got more camaraderie between people, because you can get people together more often. And with a larger cast, it's a little more rare that you can get everybody's schedules matched up and get them together and start working together. And so you've got tensions between the cast members, and then you've got tensions between yourselves as well. And it's easier with a smaller group than it is. But I think I've come through and done all right with the bigger cast. Really, all I've taken from it stage managing wise is you have to respect your cast in order to get the respect from your cast.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So tell me a little bit about this production. First off, Corey Ewan's going to be directing. Okay, so tell me about a funny thing that happened on the way to the forum.
All right, it's a show that takes place in Rome. It's a musical. And it focuses on these three households in Rome and some of the chaos that ensues when one of the main characters falls in love with somebody from a... how do I put this, Dave?
A Roman escort service.
A Roman brothel. A brothel. One of the main characters falls in love with a girl from a brothel.
Sounds very interesting.
it's fun.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and there's a lot of music in it as well. I mean, you and I were talking a little bit off of the cuff. You're going to hear a lot of music. You didn't know how many numbers off the top of your head, but I mean, it's filled with music throughout. Music comedy.
Yeah. There's very little that's not infused with music. I think there's our chase scene towards the end doesn't really have any music in it. But that's really the only part where you're not at least hearing background music.
And this is going to it's going to start up this Thursday. It's going to roll Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then next week, Monday through Saturday. So you guys have a lot of shows, a lot of opportunity for people to come check this out. It is important to mention that it is in the new CBI building in the Peterson Black Box Theater, which means seats are limited.
Yeah. I'm thinking there's only about 140 seats, 150. If we sell out one night, there is a little bit of room to add another row of seats, but we are opening our doors at 7 to the public. Get there early so that you can get a seat.
Now, Walt, this is your first time being a stage manager. You brought two cast members along that are seasoned vets, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's bring them in. Let's start by bringing in Dave. Dave Hokinson is standing next to you. This is, again, a cast member in the production. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Dave, it's great to get you in as well. I appreciate you coming in.
Well, thanks for having us, Jordan.
Definitely. Talk to me about your role in this particular play and a little bit more about a funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
I own the brothel.
That's the place to be.
That is what I do. I am a purveyor of the female form in this show. And what it really starts out with is John's son, who you'll talk to in just a moment, falls in love with a courtesan of my house that has actually been sold to someone else. So it's just going about trying to figure out a way to get these two together. And the one that's kind of the main instigator is the character named Pseudolus, and that is played by...
Gabriel Marcotte,
and this kid is unbelievable. I've had problems memorizing what I have to memorize, but this guy, what he has to memorize, I mean, he's probably one of the better actors from the college that I've worked with, and he is great. And so it's his job to kind of figure out a way to get John's son and this courtesan together without having the great captain that has bought this girl already. Do things to John's son, or to myself, or to anyone else, and that great captain is played by Ben Jones. So it's a great show. It's a fun show. It's a lot of the one thing you got to look at is when we talked about it. It's kind of reminiscent of like an old 60s comedy film. That it's a lot of what am I trying to say? Misalignments and here and there, and a lot of action happens, and it's a fun show so far for what I've the parts that I've been involved in and everything that we've been doing. It's a really fun show.
How long have you guys been working on this particular play?
We've been working on this one for, did we decide the middle of March, 1st of March? So what's that, about 6 weeks roughly?
Yeah,
give or take, by the time we're all said and done. And we'll be done the 29th, so we started the 1st of March and we're done the end of April. So that's compressed how much time we've had to work on this show and get it all together.
And there's no matinees. We have to
no matinees.
It's all 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 7 and the show will start at 7:30.
Starts right at 7:30, yes, sir.
Dave, we'll talk to you again here relatively soon, but I think we got to bring in John and talk to him again. This is another veteran cast member. And John, you were explaining to me a little bit about the set on the stage. So unique, so different. So if you've been to productions at the Black Box Theater, you've probably never seen one quite like this.
I would guarantee that most people have never seen anything like this. I know I haven't. And the scenic designer, Brent Innes, who is a assistant professor at the college, has just done a marvelous job. He has created a special set piece that is really used, and it ties back to the days of the Greek dramas, when they used three-sided figures and they would turn them to indicate different scenes. And so he has created this, and it is the only set piece we have. So the play concerns three houses in Rome, and so each side of this three-sided figure is a different house. So it turns as people enter and exit this set piece. So it gets rather intense at times.
So what are some of the difficulties that tag along with this? I mean, obviously the set is something that's so unique that I'm sure that can be quite complicated to master. But on top of that, what are some of the difficulties that you guys have had to work through to perfect this particular production?
Really, probably the biggest thing that we've had to work on is timing. Because it's a musical comedy, because it's a farce, timing is critical in this piece. The repartee back and forth between characters. There is, as Dave mentioned, there's a chase scene a la the what we used to have, the Keystone Cops type of chase, coming in and out of buildings, running into each other, and so forth and so on. And that takes that timing. It takes a lot of work. We've got dancing involved. We've brought in a gal that's helped us to develop some of the choreography. We do have live music. Jana Hoyt-Bunnell is just a fantastic pianist that has agreed to work with us, and she's been with us since the beginning in all the rehearsals, and she will be our production pianist for this. So putting all of that together, the music, the acting, the movement, the timing, all together, just becomes really, it's a great opportunity for these students to have the opportunity to learn and to experience that.
looking forward to it. I think this is going to be a great time. John, I'd love to catch up with you again in just a bit, but I do appreciate you coming in today and having a word with us.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
My pleasure. Before we end this, let's bring Josh back in again. Josh, to me, the stage manager for the show. If anything happened on the way to the forum, Josh, before I let you go ahead and invite the listening audience out to your guys' production here over the next week and a half.
All right, guys. Please come out. We open Thursday night. Our doors will be open at 7. The show will start at 7:30. And we run every night after that, except for Sunday. Ticket prices will be, adults will be $10. Senior citizens will be $7. USU faculty and staff and students from other schools will be $5. And USU students with their current ID will be $1.
Josh, thank you again for stopping by and bringing a couple of cast members with you. It was fun.
Anytime, yeah. I enjoyed it.
All right. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.